We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will. We're talking about walk-in clinics that are available for those who want to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and also the testing site has been changed, so we're going to talk about that today. Teresa, what would you like to hit on first? All three vaccines are available now in Barnes County?
We will have all three vaccines available. We have the Johnson & Johnson, or Janssen, which is the one-dose vaccine. We will have Pfizer this week, and we will have Moderna this week and beyond.
Okay. So they have three options then that they want to choose then.
Right.
Okay. Well, how does the walk-in clinics, how does that work? This kind of, you've got more availability, right?
For the Janssen and the Moderna vaccines, we can do those on a walk-in basis. We'll have vaccine available every day. And just come in and you can get registered in the office. It'll be a quick in and out, other than you need to wait with us 15 minutes after the vaccination. The Pfizer vaccine clinics are available on our website at citycountyhealth.org, or call City County Health at 845-8518 to register for Pfizer.
Again, City County Health District office will be open the hours, though, that it'll be open. I haven't asked you that in a while.
We're making vaccine available from 9 to 4:30 daily.
Okay, that's good, 9 to 4:30. And then, of course, for some people who need to make special arrangements, you're doing that too, right?
That's right. Okay. They can call, and we'll make arrangements to bring vaccine to them, or earlier time for them to stop in later in the evening if that's needed. Just need to let us know.
And businesses that are interested that have multiple employees, you have that availability too, right?
Right. We have been to several businesses and have given vaccinations for their employees, and we are still open to doing that. So just call the office and we will make arrangements.
And just so to clarify, I think I heard you say Moderna and Johnson or the Janssen are for those 18 and older, but the Pfizer is for those 16 and older?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's why we've taken that vaccine to the schools and have given quite a few doses in our Barnes County schools.
And you'll find out later, too, as to whether the Pfizer will be good for those younger than 16, right?
Yes, I believe by mid-May we should know about the studies that have been done on 12 to 15-year-olds, and likely it will be available for that age group as well.
All right. Well, let's get to testing. The testing site has moved from the W.E. Osmond Fieldhouse back to the City County Health District, and tell us about that change.
That's right. Testing will be done out of the back west door of our office. So it's a small gray door in between City County Health and the library.
Yeah.
And it'll be on a drive-through basis. So National Guard members will be helping us. So they will come out and assist with the testing. And then the follow-up PCR tests that may need to be done. For now, we will have an RN that will be helping with those. So you should be able to have all of the testing needed done at City County Health.
And I noticed that you basically it's the quick tests, but if it comes back negative and you're showing symptoms, that's when you want them to do the other test, right?
That's correct. Okay. Anyone who's having symptoms should repeat with the PCR. It's a little more specific test and can see or catch that virus quicker than the Binax or the quick test that we use.
So if you get two negatives, you know you're negative then.
That's right.
On the two different tests. Teresa, anything else to add before I let you go that I forgot to ask?
No, just that I encourage everyone to get vaccinated. We are at about 54% of Barnes County residents with at least one dose of vaccine. So we're inching our way towards the goal of 70%. So keep coming in.
All right. There's City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will with that update.